Nedarim, Peregimel Mishnah Tes. Hanoidim min hayiloidim. This is another example of where we have to vataych. Who is Bechlal the Loshen that he said? Yiloidim and Neilodim. So now, first we have to examine these two words in Loshen HaKodesh, the way they're expressed in the Torah. So the Rav just says, Bekitzah, that Yiloidim means those that are born already, Noldu Kvar. Noilodim means those that will be born. But you look in Tanakh, the Mefarshim bring, there's a Mashal, there's a Pasuk Yeshuv, V'cholam ha'yiloidim bamidbar, means the ones that have been born. But in Parsha Shmois, you have Kol HaBen HaYiloid, means all the boys that will be born by the Miyaldos. Noilodim also, you have in Tanakh, Shnei Bonecha noilodim l'cho be'eretz Mitzrayim, means the ones that have been born already. And then Hine ben noilad lebeis David, the Mufarshim bring a pasuk in Melachim, which means that a child will be born lebeis David. But Lamaisa in Beloshim bnei Adam, this is where the Mufarshim explains, the Gemara says that Yeloidim means those that were born, Noiladim means those that will be born. So Memela, the Mishnah says, Hanoidim in Ayeloidim, Mutim in Noiladim, Mutim in those that will be born. Min hanoilodim, if he says those that will be born, also be eloidim. Over here, we don't say that it means it's exclusive to noilodim. Because the ones that will be born, even though that's what the Loshen means, lamaisa, when you say the ones that will be born, you mean the Loshen, even the ones that will be born. But avada doesn't mean to exclude the ones that were born. So you say all people that will be born. What you mean to say is everybody, past, present, and future. Remeh mater af bi'eloidim. So Rav explains from the Gemara that he holds it the same way noidim and ha'yeloidim is mutter b'noilodim. Mutter b'noilodim is mutter b'eloidim. He's more exact. V'achomayim le'niskam zelim b'misha darker l'hoilet. It means v'chlal. It's a loshen that's more kalelis. Good. So there's protim over here about how to define these words. Mishnah Yud. Hanoidim mishoyf se Shabbos. Somebody's noidir from Shemri Shabbos. So what he means to say is also be Yisrael, v'also be Kutim. Now, the Mishnah concerned itself is that besides for Yisraelim, there are also others that are Shemri Shabbos. There's Kutim that are Shemri Shabbos. The Kutim, they have a din of Yisrael. They're not Bechlal Yisrael. There's a machlokes whether Kutim are Geri Aroyes or whether they're Geri Emes. Where the actual game where they're going, but lamaisa they do keep chalakum of Torah. So memel the shaila is the word shoyf se Shabbos. What he means to say is not the Eden. What he means to say is any sect that keeps Shabbos. In our terminology, l'chor one could declare that if somebody says noidim shoyf se Shabbos, achman al tzon today, unfortunately, there's most people that are Jewish by birth. Lamaisa they're not shomer Shabbos. Mistama that's what he means shomer Shabbos. But in Chazal's terminology, there that possibility didn't exist. Mishnah says a different one. This is interesting. Oichle shum. Takon of Ezra Sofer that there's a mini kodum to eat shum, garlic, leil Shabbos. The Kutim accepted this mini also, according to the Gis of our Mishnah. And because of that, also be Yisrael, also be Kutim. Even though the Kutim L'chay didn't accept the Gzeris of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The Rav brings down that it was Takona, because Leil Shabbos was Man Oynish, Lamid Chachamim. The Kutim accepted it also. So because of that, even though they didn't accept Takona's Bechlal, but this one specifically, yeah. Me'oile Yerushalayim, also be Yisrael, umutu b'kutim, because Oile Yerushalayim, the Kutim didn't go to Yerushalayim. They had their own place, and had Grizim and Faket. They were against going to Yerushalayim, so that about is not Bechlal.